Good morning, everyone. A fabulous Friday, and what a way to end this week on the Mary Griffith Show. We have the Quincy University Symphonic Band and the Hawk Express Jazz Band. Not the entire band, it seems like it, but just a few of the select members of the band. They'll be performing a joint concert this Sunday afternoon, February 19th at 3 at the Connie Nieman Center for Music at 18th and Seminary Road, Honorary Jack McKenzie Way. And so we're going to talk to the professors and students who have come today to share this information with us. Back behind the microphone, Professor Christine Dahm. Christine, very nice to have you back. Professor Dahm, tell us a little bit about your participation and your part of the show Sunday afternoon, please.
Okay, well, good morning. It's a pleasure to be back, and thanks for having us. This Sunday, we are going to have a joint concert between the QU Symphonic Band and the QU Jazz Band, and it's our one concert a year that we give that we combine together. The first half of the concert will be the Symphonic Band. We'll have a brief intermission, and then the Jazz Band will come out, and it's just a fun way for the community to get to see two different ensembles performing two different, very different kinds of music, and it's going to be really entertaining.
Well, is this unique? I've not heard of other places that put these two very different genres together in the same show.
Yeah, I think for colleges and universities, it's unique, but it's a wonderful way for the student body and community to see, you know, kind of brief snapshots of what the different ensembles are working on.
Now, you'll be in charge, I guess, of the symphonic portion of this.
I am in charge of the jazz band.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the jazzers in the group.
Let's not stereotypes color
your thinking.
Miss Griffith. So what will the jazz band, what will some of the things you'll be doing?
We are going to perform four pieces, and we have an eclectic mix of pieces. We are going to start with a pretty new piece called a defibrillator, and it's just got a really neat groove to it. And then our second piece is called Midnight Voyage, which features one of the students here today, Matthew Cornwell. It's a tenor saxophone feature, and it's a nice, slow, really kind of moody piece that I think the audience will
bluesy
really love.
Bluesy jazz.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we're going to end with an exciting piece called Vehicle, which might bring the house down. It's so fun.
Okay. Well, that sounds just great. Well, since we have one of these soloists here with us, Matt Cornwell. Matt, first of all, you better give a shout-out to anybody who's remotely related to you listening, because you don't want to be the one that forgot to say hi to Mom and Pop on the radio. Tell us a little bit about yourself, what year you are at QU, and what your major is, please.
Well, it's nice to be here this morning. Thank you for having us again.
You're very welcome.
I'm the lead tenor player, and this will be one of my final concerts with the Hawk Express Jazz Band. Since I'm a senior, I'll be graduating in May. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, a lot of people have solos. I'm really looking forward to the concert, and I hope some of you guys can make it down. So.
Okay, well, we're hoping all of our listeners will make it down Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Now, what are you majoring in, and what do you hope to do in May when you walk across that QU stage and get that diploma?
I am majoring in saxophone performance, and I am actually planning on, I'm already applied at WIU, and I have an audition there on Monday, so to be a saxophone performance grad student there, and I'm hopefully wanting to teach. No, my goal is to teach at a college someday, so I'm going to be in school for a while.
Okay.
I'm gonna
You're going to get that doctorate, hopefully.
Oh, yeah, you know
okay.
it. You know it.
So Monday's the big day.
That's right.
And it's kind of intriguing. Tell us how this works, because obviously your academic career will be considered, but the performance, how well you literally play the tenor saxophone, is part of getting in?
Yeah, it decides if they want to give me money, if they want to, how badly they want me there, and assistantships. So it ultimately decides that. And if it's a bad performance, I don't think it's going to be. But they can actually deny you. Like if they don't think you're going to be good in their program, they can say no. It's basically the interview. Like you'd have an interview with a grad school. The audition for the music department is essentially the interview.
So don't blow either one is what
right.
you're saying.
Yes.
Okay, very good. But, you know, it's great because it sounds like you're pretty good at public speaking already, and unless nerves completely get a hold of you, I imagine
you're
a pretty good lead tenor saxophone player. It's kind of intriguing that you want to go this far in your career with a musical instrument. Did your parents ever encourage you to maybe have a fallback position?
Oh, when I went into college, my parents wanted me to essentially be a business major.
Right.
And so I tried accounting at one point. I didn't like it. So, you know, I had music in my life since I was 6, 7, playing piano and then going to saxophone. I told them one day that you know, I might want to make music my career. They were not, they weren't that supportive at first, but eventually they just saw how much I loved it, and, you know.
Well, I think you have to do what you love.
Yeah.
But, of course, parents always want you to be able to make the big bucks.
Right.
But I guess apparently being a professor at a university is,
you can
be in the lap of luxury, apparently.
Living.
Okay, you can make a decent living for your family. Well, we wish you luck. If WIU has any sense about them at all, they'll accept you.
Thank you.
And tell us a little bit about this Midnight Voyage. How do you... when you have to play with an ensemble, because, you know, jazz is a solo thing, it's an ensemble thing, mm-hmm. it's a big thing. How do you differentiate yourself as a solo artist rather than, because now it's not about blending, now
right.
it's about standing out. So two very different skills, and you have
mm-hmm.
to be able to transfer back and forth between them. So how do you stand out when you're a soloist?
Well, I'm going to be moved more towards the front. And so I'll be kind of the center point.
People won't help but be able to notice you.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
And I started off, you know, there's solo sections where it's you hear me most of it and everybody else is kind of accompanying. And then there's times where I still rest and it kind of features the band for a little bit. And
stay close to your microphone.
Right. There's going to be a huge solo section, too,
okay.
That essentially I just make stuff up, which is the best part uh-huh. about jazz. Is
improvisational jazz. Okay.
So.
Yes, I have a cousin who has her doctorate in improvisational jazz. So she teaches. So I'm a little bit familiar with music
yeah.
as a career. You can make a living at it.
Yes,
so
you can.
So Cornwell parents, don't be concerned. There is hope. There is hope. Of course, not until he completes about another 3 or 4 years of school.
You know,
but you know, hey, what can I say? We next want to talk to Rebecca McIsaac. Rebecca, are you part of the jazz band? Are you a symphonic girl?
I am actually also in the jazz band.
Good. Okay. We'll keep that on this playing field here under Professor Dom. And what is your, who do you want to shout out to? Tell us about your major, your year in school, and what you plan to do.
All right. Well, I'm pretty sure I have my mom and sisters listening back home. I am a violin performance major, and that is what I do with the jazz band, is I play violin. I am from Fairview Heights, Illinois, and I am a junior here at QU.
Okay. So still one more year to go
yes.
at QU. First of all, how did you decide to come to QU? Because Fairview Heights, is that down south by
yes,
Collinsville?
Yes, it's
by the horse track, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I know.
You know,
yeah.
Kind of on the Illinois side of St. Louis.
I've got a misspent youth. I know where it is. Okay.
Yeah.
So how in the world does a girl from Fairview Heights that plays the violin decide she wants to major in violin studies at Quincy University?
It was actually a really unique opportunity for me. My freshman year, I spent in Springfield, Missouri at Missouri State University, but I also play tennis. And when I said I wanted to do both music and tennis, they said no. And I have family here in Quincy, and so I found out that Quincy not only had a very good music program, but was willing to accommodate to do both athletics and music. It was a pretty easy choice.
Good for you, girl. That's great. Of course, your compadres at Missouri State University, I guess, they were in Washington singing for President Trump at his inauguration.
Yes, I had a couple friends who were there.
That must have been pretty exciting, too.
It was fun to see that.
I bet that was, it was a terrible day as far as probably for singing, you know, cold and windy and wet and everything, but it sounded great on TV.
That's what I thought, too.
So you've got one more year to go, and then what are you going to do? Are you going to have a fallback plan, or what are your plans to take your fiddle and do what?
I have a couple different options. I'm mostly thinking that I will be teaching violin as well as teaching tennis. Back home, my grandparents have a tennis club that I'm going to help run the family business, so it'll kind of be a two-in-one. So
you have an advanced plan, but you're helped by the fact that your family business is calling to you, and that is something that you know you want to do. So
yes.
Music could be your hobby or could be a way you also earn your living. Hey, you guys get together in some jazz clubs down there in the St. Mm-hmm. Louis area. That is one nice thing about St. Louis. If you like that kind of music,
there's many
opportunities down there to play. Yes, that is indeed true. Okay, folks, this concert is Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. It's at the Connie Nieman Center for Music, which is at 18th and Seminary Road. Is there a charge to get into this event?
No, the concert is free, and it's open to the public, and we'd love to see you out there.
Okay, the symphonic band goes on first?
Symphonic band is first, brief intermission, followed by jazz band. The whole concert will last about an hour.
Okay, so quick way to spend your Sunday afternoon. We're going to take a break, And during that break, all of these people are going to change places with each other. And we're going to set a whole nother mood for the symphonic band to come on board. It's 931 at Talk Radio 930 WTAD. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. It's so wonderful to have all these youngsters, young college-educated people in our studio. When I first walked out into the green room and saw this horde, I said, what are we going to do? I don't have enough microphones for you all. So we're kind of changing... Changing places, do-si-do. And we're going to talk now with Professor Bill Mackold and also two of his students who are in the symphonic band. So let's start out, and probably a question I should have asked Professor Dom. Obviously, instruments are instruments. It's the style in which you play them, which is why a Stradivarius is very rarely called a fiddle, although it could be used for any kind of music. So Professor Mackold, what is the difference between a symphonic band and a jazz band?
The symphonic band has a wider variety of instruments in it. Jazz band has saxophone, trumpet, trombone, and then rhythm section instruments. We have more than that. We have, in addition to those instruments, flute, clarinet, specialty instruments like oboe and bassoon, baritone, things like that, too. So it's just a wider variety of instruments.
No strings attached to them.
No strings in this group.
Strings attached.
Right.
To you. So and the symphonic band is traditionally much larger.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. And so and the style of music you play can be it can be very old classical, but it can also be quite modern, because I go to the Quincy Symphony and they often have brand new pieces, and they do some really startling things, just like, you know, back when the 1812 Overture and somebody shot off a cannon. I don't know what the audience thought the first time they heard that.
Absolutely.
But I imagine a few ladies were quite startled by that.
Right.
Those kids today and their rock and roll music. So there's always something new and exciting and challenging.
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about the program you're going to be putting on, some of the songs and pieces that you're going to be performing.
I like to do themed concerts. So our theme for this concert is music based on folk music or folk songs. So we have a piece called Cajun Folk Songs by a well-known composer named Frank Tekeli, and that is obviously based on two folk songs of Cajun descent from the settlers of the New Orleans area. And then we have a piece called Variations on a Shaker Melody, which is based on the well-known Shaker song Simple Gifts. And the third piece we have is Variations on a Korean Folk Song, which is based on the Korean national folk song called Ararang.
And to me, that just shows exactly what music is all about. Using the same instruments, the same musical notes, you can bring to mind Cajun, Korean, or early American Shaker culture, and music pervades all of those cultures.
It's a nice variety of music.
I think
the audience will enjoy it.
That is great. Well, let's talk to a few of the people that are going to be doing this. Ladies first, Emily Cintrone, tell us a little bit about yourself, the whole deal again, mom and pop, how old you are, what year you are in school, what you want to be when you grow up, that whole thing. If you don't know what you want to be when you grow up, it's okay. Radio announcer is a good fallback. But we'll let you tell us all about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm from a suburb of Chicago, actually.
Get real close to your microphone there. Okay.
It's called Geneva, Illinois.
Oh, honey, I'm familiar.
And
it's a rather... You have to do everything with your pinky out in Geneva, don't you? It's almost in Wisconsin, let's face it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're just a few steps away to salvation if Illinois, the way Illinois is going. Okay. So you come from Geneva.
Yes, I'm from Geneva, and I came to QU. I'm a sophomore now, and I'm a music education major, so I hope that eventually I can go back home and teach high school band. It's my goal.
Good. Well, you're hopeful that there will be an Illinois public school system in a few years. That's great. Well, that kind of hope, you know, pray to St. Francis every day, because I'm not so sure. But
or a United States public school system.
Or the United States public school. Well, that's great. So how, again, I'm always fascinated, how did you get from Geneva, Illinois to Quincy University?
Actually, I ended up at QU because I wanted to go to a smaller school, but I wanted to go to a school with a marching band. I'm kind of obsessed with marching band.
Uh-huh.
And actually, QU is the only school in this area that has that at a smaller school. If you want a marching band, generally you have to go to a larger school.
Yeah, you got to have a football team usually to have a marching band. It gets kind of boring out there, just the halftime show.
Yeah.
Although...
Not really. Now, come on.
If I must say, as a fine graduate of the University of Illinois, the band was the best part of any football experience.
Yes, the last few years, for sure.
You went to the bathroom during the second quarter. You know, you didn't want... You wanted to be back in the stands for a very, very good marching band. So tell us about the instruments you play.
I play the clarinet in symphonic band, but I play the alto saxophone in jazz band, so I'm in both, but clarinet is my main instrument.
Okay. And when you say music education, are you looking at the elementary level, the high school level, or are you going on for an advanced degree to teach at a higher level?
The music education degree is actually K through 12, so I can teach anywhere, but I'm hopefully going to end up at the high school level at some point so that I can have a marching band of my own.
Okay. Well, that's great. So that's your ultimate aspiration, is to be the director of a music program at a school that has a marching band.
Yes, basically.
Well, please bring them back to our marching band festival here in Quincy, will
Definitely.
You? That's great. And would you like to go back home to Geneva, or... I mean, or somewhere in that area? Is the Chicago suburbs calling to you?
I'd like to go back home, but I'm not too like set on going home. I wouldn't mind staying here in Quincy if an opportunity opened up. You never know.
Meet a nice boy from Quincy. You just never know what's going to happen. Speaking of nice boys, let's talk to this nice boy. Not that I'm trying to matchmake. Zach Vanderbilt is here. Zach, tell us about yourself, where you're from, and all the other above. What I think you've been on my show before. I remember you good-looking guy.
I've been on your show a few times now, Mary. I came with the jazz band, and I've come with Monica's choir over at Notre Dame. I was actually raised here in Quincy, so I've gone through the whole school system here in Quincy, but I'm apparently the oddball in the group. I'm a nursing major, not a music major.
You're the one that they'll all be borrowing money from.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, very good. Well, but that's great, though, because... I'm sure as Monica Schultz imbued in you and your college professors do as well, music is that one thing that you can always do your whole life long. And boy, in Quincy, you can be part of the symphonic band here, or, you know, or the Quincy Park band. There's a lot of
opportunities
to play. So tell me a little bit about the instrument you play, and what do you have a solo in this?
I play the alto saxophone in the jazz band and the symphonic band, and then I also kind of picked up soprano saxophone a little bit. But in this concert, I think I have one solo in one of our songs. I don't even remember which one. But that's the great thing about jazz, is there's multiple opportunities for all of us to solo. I mean, I don't think there's very many people in the band who aren't soloing that don't want to solo. So
The jazz kind of format is that way. It's kind of like all play together and then spin it off, and you take your turn and you take your turn, and while you may be playing the same song, everybody's going to riff on it differently. So that's the other thing, Professor Mackold. Obviously, in the symphonic band, in the jazz band, Professor Dom is like, don't worry about, you know, it's all... But in the symphonic band, you got to make sure they hit some right notes every now and then, right?
Well,
a little bit more structure,
I'm sure,
right?
Professor Dom appreciates correct notes in the jazz band, too. So.
But you can always say, well, I was just following my own...
There's maybe a little more freedom there.
Yeah, that's what you tell... If that audition doesn't work out on Monday, you can just tell them that was a brand new piece that you just invented.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's my own invention. So it sounds to me like... music is something that really enriches your lives so much that three of you are going to make a career out of it. And it's kind of intriguing, Zach. I'm always curious. We have such a shortage of nurses. Why did you choose a nursing career? I applaud you for that, and we need more people in the nursing field. What was it about nursing that attracted you?
So I've grown up with a lot of medical professionals around me. Siblings have a disorder, so we're in and out of the hospital all the time. Mom's a nurse working on pediatrics right now, so I've definitely had my fair share of exposure to the nursing field. Originally, I was considering pre-meds, so that's actually what I did for my first year, and then I decided nursing was more of my calling. I worked at the hospital for almost a year as a nurse's aide, so I kind of got to see what the nurses do versus what the doctors do. And I just really like that the nurses are kind of more up close and personal with the patients versus the doctors, who walk in and say, yep, this is what's wrong, and then walk out.
Yeah. Well, I'll say it because you're too polite to. The nurses actually do all the work, and the doctors zip in and out and say, how's this patient doing? The nurse tells them everything they need to know and go, good, keep up that good work, and how they go.
Right.
But it's nice because, again, you saw it from your mother. I mean, you knew the trials and tribulations. You probably know all the downside, too, of having to pull a weekend shift or an overnight shift. But you also went into the field, and so now you know what it's like to work in a hospital.
Right.
And such is true for all of you. How do all of you know for sure this is really what you want to do? Emily, I'm curious. I think it's great. I mean, you're very, you know, I want my own marching band. I want to be a teacher at the high school level of music. Have you ever done anything closely to approximate that, or do you just think you'll like it?
Actually, QU does a really, really good job. Their education program does a really good job of getting you out in schools. I'm starting my first clinical soon. I'll actually be at Quincy Notre Dame for that. So they do a good job of making sure that before you go too far, you know that you want to be teaching, that teaching is something that you know you can do and something that you enjoy. And
yeah, I remember when QU changed to that model, because what everybody was finding out was that, you know, students would train to do something and, you know, 3.5 years, one semester away from graduation, they'd actually get a chance to do it, and they'd say, ugh, I don't like that. I mean, that's not what I thought it was going to be. So I applaud QU for giving you that effort, because, again, you will see the good and the bad, and there's bad in every job. I mean, that's why they pay us to show up, you know, it's not just a frolic through the fields. Well, we don't want to keep these youngsters too long, because I'm sure they all have reports to write. Do you guys have to go to school on Monday, on President's Day?
We do not.
That's the one great, listen, you're going to be teaching in a school, that's good. I got to tell you, the real world, you nursing, you'll never see a holiday off until you're about 50. So, but you just keep it tuned to WTAD, and we'll spend our holidays together, okay, Zach? I want to thank Bill Mackhold and, of course, Professor Christine Dom for coming by. Always great when you bring these students, and it's nice to see people come again and again and again. I don't get any older. I don't know how they do. But I encourage everyone, if you want to see listen to great symphonic music based on Cajun, Shaker, and Korean folktales, or I tell you, if you've got a jazz piece called Defibrillator, I think that's pretty much going to be a toe-tapper. Again, it's an hour-long concert divided in two, symphonic band first, jazz band second, starts at 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon, absolutely free of charge. You're going to be out walking around out there at the park nearby. Just walk up the hill and walk into the Connie Nieman Center and enjoy a musical concert. Did I miss anything? Did I get it all?
I think we covered it. Thank you so much for having us.
By the way, when you're interning there at Notre Dame, they need a baton twirler. And I still have a lovely blue and gold outfit with fringe. So I could brush up. I could be ready at a moment's notice, okay? I just want you to know, as a member who never played a musical instrument but was with the marching band all the time as a performer, shall we say, I do long for those days. We might have to put a little bit more fringe on my outfit, but that's okay. We'll get this 10-pound flower into a 5-pound sack somehow. Thank you so very much. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your day off. Have a great concert. And come back again very soon.
Thank you.
Okay.